A long time ago, in a town far, far away, I sat in a church not too different from this one. And I was wearing a gown. Those are called gowns or robes, you know. I was wearing a gown like that. Not a dress, right? A gown. Much like the ones you are today, right? And I had the hat, I had the cap, I had the tassel. We were all in purple, because my school, we all had always had to wear the same color, purple. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And I was sitting there with a group of classmates, you know, classmates that I'd spent 4 or maybe 13 years with. And those classmates had become something more, right? I think you know what I'm talking about. And I sat there and I was terrified of what was going to happen next because I was about to get up and give the children's story. I was so nervous. Like, you guys may understand how nervous. You might not, because, you know, I had those shakes, you know, the ones, maybe, and my throat was so tight that I was glad, because my stomach was about to come out. But it was tight enough that I knew it would hold it back. I was about to give that children's story, and that was not my thing 15 years ago. Being up in front of people and, like, having to talk and say things, no. But I did it. And only my future sister-in-law made fun of the fact that I stole my children's story from a Nickel Creek song. But it was good. It was good, they said. I wasn't so sure. I can't really remember other than I stole it from a Nickel Creek song. But you can do a lot of growing in 15 years. I mean, this was not quite so sizable 15 years ago. And when I look back at my life in those past 15 years since I was in academy, I see a long path full of bright points that I remember vividly. And I see it as a path that God has brought me on. And the fact is, your class is part of that. You are a bright point in those past 15 years, and in the more recent history, true. But I remember spending a lot of time with you, with Mr. Brown. Yeah. Little eighth graders that looked big when compared to the rest of the elementary students, but not so big as you are today. I remember, as you mentioned, being told about this film festival that these students heard about in Texas at Southwestern Adventist University, and they wanted to go. These students came and said, "We want to go, but we need a sponsor. The principal said we can do it if we make it happen," and they said they've already been in touch with the college, and they're ready to go. And I said, "I've never been to Southwestern. I'll go with you guys. That sounds nice." And, you know, we went, and things went all right. Things went all right. Yeah. It's you guys. All right, we won't. It's about them, not so much their award. But that was awesome. Your verse from Matthew 6:34 reminds us not to worry about tomorrow. And I'll read it again. "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." But this verse is one that relies heavily on the one before it. And the verse before, Matthew 6:33, is probably one you'll recognize. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Yeah, I'm singing. And his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia. Yeah, okay. And so Jesus was sharing in this passage here a cause and effect principle, right? Verse 33, this seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then these things will be added unto you. It is a cause and effect. When you put God first, when you choose to follow his will for your life, then, right, cause and effect, you're with me, right? You've learned about cause and effect? Yes? Excellent, thank you. Then you won't have to worry about tomorrow. Because when you give it to God, he's got it. And so the choice is yours. The choice is yours. And I encourage you to give the path of your life into God's hands and see where he takes you. And so I want you to follow along with me as we consider what might you be able to look back and see in your life 15 years from now? What might you be able to look back and see in your life in 10 years? What might you be able to look back and see in 5 years? What are some bright points where you'll be able to look back and see where God has been leading you? Maybe you get the car that you always wanted, right? That'd be good. But then you wreck it, totaled. It's toast. But by some miracle, you walk away unharmed. Or maybe after you've left your home, you're able to look back and realize how awesome your little sibling really is. Right? And maybe you're not there yet, but in 5, 10, 15 years, you'll be able to look back and realize, wow, if only I'd known when I was still in academy. Maybe in 15, 10, maybe even just 5 years, maybe it's something you've done already, but maybe you learn how to build a friendship with your parents. Huh? That'd be nice. What if you got a great job right after high school, and ever since, you've been growing and building and ascending in your career? Maybe you couldn't stay at the college you started out at. Maybe you couldn't stay at the college you wanted to be at. But maybe you ended up right where God needed you to be. Maybe you met someone there who would change your life. Maybe you were the friend that changed someone's life. Maybe you ended up someplace and you became a friend to someone who needed a friend to be there for them, to save their life. That could be you. You could look back and see a time like that. Maybe you're able to look back and see maybe you're able to look back and see how you served both God and your country. Maybe you're able to look back and remember Mark 12, verse 30 and 31. Do you remember what that passage is from? I'll read it. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no greater commandment than these. Maybe you remember it like this: love God and love others. Do you remember? When you were freshmen, that passage was the key passage here at Lodi Academy, where you're about to graduate from. What, 4 years ago? maybe 3 years ago if you're finishing up, right? Maybe looking down the road, you can remember how you learned to follow those two commands. Maybe you get into med school, but when it comes time, you don't know how you're going to afford to pay for the food that you're going to need to eat, let alone the rent you're going to need to pay for where you're going to stay out in Loma Linda or who knows where. It's expensive. And maybe you remember the time when you asked your parents and some friends back home to pray for you because you weren't sure how you were going to be able to do med school because there was no money. And maybe you remember how some anonymous donor paid for you to be able to stay at a house for the whole year and was able to supply you with the money you needed for food for that whole year. And you were able to get started and you were able to finish med school. Maybe 15 years down the road, you're able to remember that first time when you look in a patient's eyes and you see that spark of hope that you put there. Maybe you remember that time when God gave you a whole bunch of courage to take your shot. Maybe that person you've had your eye on for a time in your life, you needed that courage to take your shot. And maybe they said, okay, yeah. Maybe they didn't. But maybe you found your way to the person you could see yourself building a life with. Maybe you look back and realize how you were friends first. You remember that? You were friends first because you knew this could just be the real deal. Maybe looking back, you remember that time you ran a marathon. That's really far, people. Not me. Maybe you saw the wisdom in Matthew 7:12. That was Lodi Academy's theme from your sophomoric year. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. As you wish to be treated, treat others. Maybe you look back and you remember that time when you got to work at summer camp and you had the best summer of your life. Because maybe it was when you were working at summer camp that you were able to afford to go to an Adventist college because you get some pretty serious scholarships when you do that. They will like double your income from the summer. True story. Maybe it was when you were working at summer camp that you first talked to someone about accepting Jesus as their Savior. Maybe it was when you were at camp that you met that kid who they were in your cabin and that summer their parents were going through a divorce. And you made a difference in their life. Maybe you remember that. Maybe you remember how it was in summer camp where you realized what God had called you to do for the rest of your life. Maybe you're able to look back in 15 years and remember that first job you got, that first full-time job, making the big bucks. Oh, yeah. But then maybe you remember how you had to quit because your boss kept needing you to work on the day God had asked you to keep holy. Maybe you're able to look back and see how God blessed you with a better job after that. Or maybe you look back and you see how your friends were able to encourage you and say, you don't need to have a boss. You can do whatever you want. You could start your own business. You could start something new, something incredible. And your friends encourage you, and you do it. You go for it. And you remember that first dollar you made in your own business. Or maybe you remember when it was you made that first $1 million in your own business. Or maybe you had to go back to school so you could do what God had been preparing you to do for the whole time. Maybe you remember he took a little bit of a different route and you were raising money and you were raising it for a cause you believed in and you weren't making much money, no. But you remembered how you rose. I remember how you raised. Yes, that's proper English. Thank you. You remember how you raised your first $1 million for the charity you have a heart for. Maybe it's your nonprofit that you started with a heart that God gave you. Or maybe you remember how you finished law school and passed the bar exam. Maybe you remember the key verse from just last year when you were juniors. Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Or maybe you remember tragedy when it struck. Maybe you remember how you had messed up terribly. Maybe you remember how your friends were there for you in your time of need. Maybe you remember how you decided to take a year off from college, and you decided, I'm going to serve as a student missionary. And you remember how you were a teacher in the islands, teaching some crazy, crazy kids, but seeing some incredible things happen. Or maybe you were in the jungles in Central America and you had to eat some weird stuff because that's all there was. Maybe you ended up at the hospital in Central America and your parents are like, come home, please. But you remember that it's not that bad. I mean, there's not that many cockroaches in my hospital room. And it's like, I only have a minor infection. Like, they'll get it cleared up, no big deal. And I'll be able to keep doing what God's called me to do here in South America. Central America, I guess. Maybe you were at an orphanage in Africa. Or maybe you were teaching English in South America or Korea. Maybe it was when you were a student missionary that you're able to look back and remember some of the miracles you witnessed happen. Maybe it's when you were a student missionary that you couldn't do what you'd signed up to do and you let God know, God, what am I doing here? And maybe that's the first time you hear God speaking to you. And he lets you know he brought you here for a reason, and he's got this. He's got this. He chose you for something incredible. Maybe you think back on your time as a student missionary and you remember how you came to change people's lives in this third world country, but the people there are the ones that changed your life forever. Maybe it's when you were a missionary that you realized God was calling you to serve as a missionary for more than just 1 year. Maybe you're able to look back in 5, 10, 15 years and surprise yourself. Maybe you're able to look back in 5, 10, 15 years and surprise everyone else. Maybe you remember how you were surprised to see God come through after you'd lost all hope. Maybe you're able to look back and remember the verse that's been in the chapel all year. Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Maybe you're able to look back in 15 years and remember all the times you got up in front of chapel and said, I've got an announcement. There's going to be cafe this Friday, 7 to 9. You should be there. Maybe you'll remember the time when you were making those announcements. I don't know what you're going to do in the next 5 years, in the next 10 years, in the next 15 years. But I know it could be awesome. But the choice is yours. The Bible is full of stories about men and women overcoming incredible obstacles because they placed their trust in God. I'm inviting you to read these stories so when you look back, you can see yourself in these stories, seeing what God has done in your life to do incredible things, to work miracles for you. One short Bible story. When Joshua was giving his final address to the Israelites after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, I thought about just preaching on this the whole time. You know, the 40 years in the wilderness, the 4 years at Lodi Academy. I thought it was going to work pretty well. But I decided against it. And they weren't just there for those 40 years. They also spent, I don't know how many years, fighting the people of Canaan to get their land. And then Joshua finally is like, all right, I'm done. Come back, I have one more thing to say to you. And here's how Joshua puts it in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served before, beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Every day you have the chance to choose to follow God's will for your life. Choose to put your future in his hands. Every day, the choice is yours.